Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Introduce myself. My name is
Warren. It's Warren Valentine.
Let me just say, I did not come here to show out. I did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
It's the Warren Valentine Show.
All right, good morning, good morning, good morning. 919-410-7735. Number to call, you want to weigh in on what we're talking about, what we're dealing with today. I gave you some homework yesterday. I want you to give me your stock picks. We want something under $10 that you think we should be looking at. I don't want you to email it to me. I want you to put it on the Facebook scroll so everybody can see it. Or I want you to call in here and tell me your stock pick. Also, if you called one of your state representatives and you asked them what their platform was and you asked about putting something on their platform, I want you to call in here because I want to highlight you. I want to give you your credit. And then if you called and they did not respond back to you, I want their name and their Twitter handle so we can blow them up on Twitter. All right? Nope, don't be talking about the dog ate your homework neither. I see y'all on here talking about the dog ate your homework. Truth Fighter 13, dog didn't eat your homework. Oh, by the way, I got to tell y'all, I hit the Powerball last night. It was me. I won the $500 million. I was in California yesterday. I went to Ernie's. I was in Silicon Valley. I went to Ernie's. I won the money. This is my last day, y'all. I'm just coming in here to tell y'all. This is my last day. I'm coming to tell y'all because I'm going to invite y'all to this secret island I'm about to buy. And everybody who come, I'm going to build you a house and you can live on the island. It's called Gilligan's. It's called Gilligan's Island. That's the name of it. Oh, man. Look, and when we play the tape back, when y'all be calling, talking about, y'all got the tape, I'm going to be like, it's all lies. They made it up. No, I didn't say it. No, it's not true. See, let me tell you something. I was having this conversation with Ricky Smiley this morning, and I realized something as I was texting him. It's time for us to just start doing what other people are doing. It's time for us to really start doing what other people are doing. It really is. Everybody's going crazy. Let me start off by saying this. And now I want you to call in here with your stock. I want you to call in here if you talk to a representative, or I want you to put that put it on the scroll so I can highlight you. But if you want to call in, the number is 919-410-7735. Tamala Thomas is already putting up stocks. She got ABCFF, FBZ, NGL, HCCHW. Roy Carter got CROEN, Chrome. All right, I don't want you just to put the symbol. I want you to tell us what the stock is. Tell us what the stock is. Tell us why you like the stock. That's what I want. I want y'all to do that. Then I want you to go over to your TD Ameritrade accounts or whatever account you got and buy you some stock if you want to buy some, okay? Now, Everybody's going crazy over Trump having this video or this recording by Michael Cohen, right? Now, let me do it this way. Do you think this video or this audio recording proves anything outside of the fact that Trump lies, which everybody knew he lied from the beginning? So what's different here today? Can anybody tell me what's different today than yesterday because this video came out, this audio? Now, the reason I'm asking this question is because I want to show you how crazy the media is. Because if you watch CNN last night or MSNBC last night, and see, I haven't been sleeping in the last 2 days. So normally I don't watch CNN. I don't watch MSNBC. I watch BBC or Al Jazeera or something like that. Or I get online and watch TV over in London. But last night, because I couldn't sleep, you know, I'm watching Chris Como and then Don Lemon's show. And then I flipped over to Lawrence O'Donnell and Brian Williams. And these folks was going crazy. It's a tape. He's on the tape. He's on the tape. We got him on the tape. And so I'm thinking, oh, man, it's a tape? Oh, it's going to be something good on there. They played the tape. I was mad at myself for wasting 3 minutes of my brain cell. I wanted to throw the remote at my TV. That's how mad I was. This was such a waste of time. I was like, these people hyping this up like this is something really. He's a liar. Everybody knows he's a liar. What's the difference on this tape? I'm just like, you gotta be kidding me. Now, look, let me say this. This is why when Trump starts talking about fake news, part of me be like, he's right. Because this is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous. This whole thing with this tape is a joke. It is a complete joke. And then let me tell you something. See, this is the other part of this, that once they said this, I turned it off. Because at that point, I was like, okay, I really understand what's going on. Y'all realize that Trump could not, that CNN or nobody else could play that tape unless Trump waived his attorney-client privilege. Y'all understand that, right? If he doesn't waive his attorney-client privilege, that audio never becomes public. Even if it's leaked to CNN, they cannot legally play it. Okay? So the fact that Trump and them waive the attorney-client privilege on this, what should that tell y'all? I mean, really, what should it tell you? Common sense would tell you this ain't no big deal. I mean, I'm sorry if y'all fans of MSNBC, if you're fans of CNN, but last night was just ridiculous, man. I mean, it was, if I was just on Sirius, I would be cursing right now because it was such a thesis show on CNN and MSNBC last night. And it was just like, well, what's the, I'm thinking they got something really big, like some dun, dun, dun. They played and I'm like, so they was talking about paying off the Playboy model that he had an affair with. Okay. Everybody knew he had an affair. Everybody knew he had denied it, even though the girl said it really happened. We know he's a habitual liar. What was the big deal last night? And if you watch that, if you listen to that video last night, you would have, the way CNN and MSNBC, they thought they had, it was deep throat. They had Watergate. They was busting open Watergate. Man, look, they played that video. I was like, this is, man, see this right here. This stuff right here, Craig. This stuff right here. I mean, it is unbelievable what this media is doing in this country. Fox is crazy over liberals. CNN and MSNBC is crazy over Trump. But I'm gonna show y'all something right now. Everybody who's a Democrat. In fact, let me do this. Everybody who's listening to this show who does not like Trump, when I come out of this commercial break, I'm going to show you who you should be blaming for Trump being president. You shouldn't be mad at Trump. You shouldn't be. You shouldn't even be mad at the people who voted for Trump. I'm going to show you who you really should be mad at. And now who you should be mad at, it's not just Trump. It's the media. They play right in his hands. Look, they went crazy and ballistic with this tape, and they're not even talking about Russia no more. They're not even talking about what he said to Vladimir Putin. I mean, think about this. They literally went from, oh, he committed treason to the tape. They're not talking about these farmers who are getting hit with these tariffs, who are losing $20,000 every time the price of their stuff goes down by 10 cents because of the tariffs. They're not talking about that. So I'm gonna literally, when we come out of this break, I'm going to walk you step by step who you should be blaming for what is happening right now. It's not Trump. It's not the people who voted for Trump. I'm going to show you who you really need to blame. I'm going to show you who you need to blame. All right. Give me your stock picks, why you like them. I want you to call in 919-410-7735. Nobody called none of their state reps. I'm disappointed in y'all. Nobody did that. I'm getting disappointed. Listening to WB.
Excuse me, I know.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. Now, Staples 1-inch 3-ring binders and SL 1-subject notebooks are $1.92 each. And 5 packs of Bic Soft Feel retractable pens are only 50 cents each. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
In-store only while supplies last. Offer ends 7/28/18. Limit 5 on Bic.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Saying that he doesn't like white people, I'm saying he has a problem. He has a, this guy is, I believe, a racist.
He is post-racial by all appearances. You know, I forgot he was black tonight for an hour. We've already donated to Haiti. It's called the U.S. income tax.
It is as though we're still on a plantation.
Warren Valentine, the number one fighter in America.
All right. Welcome back to the show. Okay, look, I got my star pupil. Sharice Hayes says she did her homework yesterday. She called Clearwater. She called the district court. They are not accepting any emails, tweet, phone calls. Give me an address. And they said had to write formal letter. Good job, Sharice. Good shot. Good job. She calling and doing something. She's not just talking. She calling and doing something. That's what you want right there. You want people to call and do something. Now, for everybody who's mad that Trump is president, let me kind of refresh y'all memory. See, we got this revisionary memory. People do this all the time. They remember stuff the way they want to remember it. They don't remember it how it factually happened. They remember what they want to remember. Now, luckily for me, I am somebody who not only has a photographic memory, but once I see the photo, I can tie it in my mind to where I was at in the moment that I was looking at what I was looking at. All right? So, what won Donald Trump this election, quite frankly, was a series of different things. All right. Now, the first thing that won Trump this election is the media. The media was so sure he would not win, not even the Republican primary, that they just kept him on television. He didn't even have to run political ads. They thought it was all a joke. They thought it was all fun and games. They thought it was all fun and games. And because they thought it was all fun and games, every network had Trump on. He would be on the morning shows. He would do Morning Joe, CNN with Cuomo and them, and then go over to Fox and Friends. He would do all three morning shows. Once he won the nomination, he stopped doing the morning show on CNN. Okay? That's when he started sending Kelly Conway and Kelly McNally and all these other people over there for him. They thought he was a joke. That's the first thing that made him go forward and win the Republican nominee. All right. After he won the Republican nomination, what was the first thing that he started talking about? It was all rigged. It was all rigged. Now, everybody thought he was talking about it was rigged for him and against him, but he wasn't just talking about himself. He was talking about Bernie Sanders. Now, the media was the first step. The second step was the Democratic National Committee. Let me tell you what happened with this Democratic National Committee. How many of y'all remember Debbie Wasserman Schultz? Do y'all remember that she set it up for Hillary to win, that Bernie could not win? It was impossible for Bernie to win because of the way Debbie Wasserman Schultz set everything up. Now, let me tell you why this is important. Let me tell you why that is important. Because all those people who were supporting Bernie, once this came out, when Hillary won the nomination, they wouldn't support Hillary because they felt like they had got cheated. They felt like they had got duped. And Trump saw that and jumped all over it and said, look, this is all rigged. It's all rigged. And Bernie got the short end of the stick. Just like they did Bernie, they trying to do me. This is what he did. Do y'all remember that? See, I don't think a lot of y'all remember the Debbie Wasserman Schultz stuff. Because, see, by the time y'all really got into it, y'all was into the Hillary versus Trump thing. But the reality of it was is that Bernie's people wouldn't vote for Hillary. Wouldn't vote for Hillary. And the reason they wouldn't vote for Hillary is because of the fact that they found out that Debbie Wasserman Schultz literally set it up so that nobody could win that nomination but Hillary Clinton. That's why she's no longer the head of the DNC. Do y'all remember that? I remember that. Now, let's go to the next step. The next thing that happened involved y'all boy Roland Martin. Do y'all remember Roland being accused of giving the questions to the debate prior to the debate to the Hillary campaign? Do y'all remember that? I mean, do y'all remember that? He gave them to Donna Brazile. See, all these different things led up to Trump winning because people started feeling like it was unfair. It was unfair. They were out to get him. They helped make him the victim. They helped make him the victim. See, y'all got to understand, the other thing that helped Trump was Comey. When Comey dropped that bombshell about Hillary Clinton reopening that investigation, see, this is the thing that most people fail to realize about politics. See, I've been doing this for a very long time, for over 20 years. And what most people fail to realize about politics is this. Almost 68% of the vote is not decided until the last week of the campaign. Do you know why it's like that? Because that 68% are not politically engaged. Only 42% of all Americans are politically engaged all the time, or most of the time. So that 68% gets this bombshell from Comey talking about he's investigating Hillary. That derailed Hillary a little bit too. All these little things chipping away, right? There's a bunch of little things chipping away. The fact that the Democrats thought that they were going to win. Obama, Loretta Lynch, Department of Justice, all knew about this Russian allegation when they were in office. They never said anything. You know why they didn't say anything? Because they were sure Hillary was going to win. If they had just leaked this to the media, Trump wouldn't have won this White House, y'all. Y'all know that, right? If they would have just leaked it, but they didn't leak it because they were so sure she was going to win. Now, somebody's asking about what about the crossover thing and the gerrymandering. Look, y'all realize that those same things was in effect when Obama won his second term, y'all. Y'all realize that. It had nothing to do with the gerrymandering for that. It had to do with the local stuff. It had to do with the Congress. But on the federal side, with the president, it didn't have nothing to do with it. With the Congress, it makes a difference because if you got 100 people in your district that's voting, if it's gerrymandered the right way, you can make sure 60 of them are Republicans and 40 are Democrats. That'll code for that district, not for the state. It's different. It's a different thing. All right, 919-410-7735. Listen to WB.
The American Veterinary Medical Association Convention in Denver is where 10,000 veterinarians, professors, and speakers come together to discuss industry advances and issues such as food animal safety, well-being, obesity, and One Health. We caught up with Dr. John DeYoung, AVMA president and companion animal veterinarian and surgeon, about the latest technology.
I would say in the last couple of years, dental radiography has become a big thing in a lot of practices. We brought it into our practice a couple of years ago, and we're using it a great deal on three, 4 days a week. And there's always ultrasound and endoscopy and everything else that's always being refined and made better and better.
And telemedicine is playing a role.
It's growing. It's already in the human field. And there are many rural areas where veterinarians can't get to, that there's definitely a place for doing so.
The AVMA is a strong believer in One Health, the intersection of health care for humans, animals, and the environment to help foster well-being and save lives. There's more valuable information at avma.org. That's avma.org.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah. We still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission licensed under DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio.
There's so many young people dying in the streets, and education is a way to change that and opportunity. Mr. President, how do we emphasize this?
Well, look, the most important thing starts with parenting. Talking to young people constantly about the need to be focused on education. The second thing we've got to do is we've got to make sure we've got great teachers in the classroom.
What I want you to take seriously is what we have to do for the youth.
Carry on the struggle.
Warren Valentine, coast to coast and around the world.
Your child is my child. My child is your child. We should be looking out for each other's kids and working together to make sure that all these kids have a great opportunity, even if they come from a household that's not perfect.
Warren, I completely agree.
Join the Truth Fighters in full effect right now.
All right. 919-410-7735. See, I want to just kind of take you back and let you remember why this man is president. See, everybody want to, you know, somebody said, well, it's poor white folks that's voting Republican. Well, poor black folks vote Democrat in droves every election. You're going to have people vote. Look, we all know this. Let's have this honest moment right here. You have people that go vote every election, and if they're a Democrat, they just vote all D all the way down the ballot. They don't know nobody's name. They don't know nothing about their platform. Oh, they got a Democrat next to their name. Let me vote. Republicans do the same thing. You don't know nothing about this person's platform, but I'm voting for them because they're a Democrat. Well, what if they're a moderate Democrat? Well, what if they're a Democrat that's more of a conservative Democrat than a liberal one that you might want? I mean, so this is what I'm trying to get y'all to understand, that this ain't, he's there not because, and well, it's the Electoral College fault. It's not the Electoral College fault. What the fault was this, right? Nobody took him serious. And the Democrats was so sure Hillary was going to win. And the DNC wanted her to be the nominee. So y'all got to understand something. Look, this is the other part of this whole scenario that people don't understand. The DNC is the Democratic National Committee. Bernie is an independent, y'all. He's not a Democrat. Y'all realize that, right? So the DNC didn't have a loyalty to Bernie. Their loyalty was to Hillary Clinton. This is why Debbie Wasserman Schultz did everything she did. She did everything she did to help Hillary win because Bernie is not a Democrat. And so Bernie's people got mad that the DNC did this for Hillary, but the reality of it is they did what they were supposed to do, to be honest, because he's not a Democrat. And so they were so sure that Hillary was going to win. And see, this is the other bull crap that's wrong in America. It's wrong with the civil rights organizations. It's wrong with the political organizations. Everybody think you got to wait your turn. You got to wait your turn. It's her turn. It's his turn. That's why he should be the nominee, because he's waited this long. It's time for him to have his turn. What? What if somebody's better? Well, they ain't waited long enough. It's like that in the civil rights organizations, the black ones. This is why you see the same people out front and in head, because they don't want nobody else to have that seat. So you got to understand that this man is president not because of poor white people or because of white people. He's president because of the media. He's president because of the DNC. He's president because of the fact that the Obama administration had this information and didn't refuse to let it out. That's why he's president, y'all. And he brilliantly made himself look like the victim because all this stuff was coming up. Boom, 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 boom. It was all coming out. And so it just kept adding up to the point where people started to think he was just a regular dude. And we all know he ain't nothing. He ain't grow up poor. He don't know nothing about struggle. I'm just having this come to Jesus moment with y'all right now. That's all. And so, when we talk about even finances in this country. All the stuff that's happening financially in this country right now is predicated on what this administration is doing. This administration is in a tariff war. They're so concerned about this videotape or this audio tape that is a nothing burger, a much to do about nothing thing. They're not even talking about how it's affecting the farmers, this tariff. They're not talking about what Putin and Trump talked about in private. And again, like I said, the only way that tape could have been played legally is Trump had to waive his attorney-client privilege. Why would he waive that privilege if it was something damning on the video that could hurt him? But the media, man, look, they went crazy. Like they had just busted open Watergate. So, we need to start looking at things a little bit differently, right? Let me tell you. So we talked about the agenda. We got to talk about the gerrymandering in this country, because what happens with the gerrymandering on a federal, national, presidential scale, it doesn't make a difference. On your local scale, it makes a huge difference, because you have people who are sitting in Congress right now, but not for the gerrymandering, they would not even be members of Congress. Okay. And that makes a difference, because they are up there supporting the craziness that's coming out of the White House. We need to address this on local levels. And this is why I told you yesterday to contact your state representatives and start asking them about their agendas and what they plan on doing for your community. But the bigger thing that we need to do, let me say this as nice as I can possibly say this. In this world, in this life, I don't care if you white, black, Asian, I don't care what your educational position is, I don't care what you believe in as far as faith. But in this life, in this world, is two things that gives you authority and position. And you need authority and position in order to make things go the way you want them to go. The two things that give you authority and position: money, numbers. If you have money, you can get a seat at the table. You can get a seat at the table. Because if push comes to shove, you can buy your way to that table. Or you can pay enough people to get numbers. If you don't have money, then the key is you must have numbers. You must have 5,000, 10,000, 20,000 people, so you will get position. Now, if you don't believe this, the perfect example I can give you is racism. Racism in this country is huge money. It's huge money in racism. This is why you see all these people that are white and black who deal with racial issues are all multimillionaires. Okay? The reason they're multimillionaires is because of two reasons. One, they got numbers, meaning people. This is why they call on y'all for marches and everything else, because when y'all go march and it's 20,000 of y'all out there, they can go to Coca-Cola and say, if you don't do something for me, I'm going to have these people in front of your place. I'm going to have these people in front of your place. So y'all don't even understand the value of y'all as individual people going out and doing these marches. Because see, when you go do these marches, you make money for the civil rights leaders and for the cities that you going to do the march in. So the civil rights leader, unbeknownst to you, has cut a deal with these cities. We're going to bring these people in here. We just want the coverage. We want the safety. We want a small donation to our organization. Because they understand if they get the coverage and show the numbers and show that it's inflated, guess what? Guess what? Now they got some position and authority against these corporations. How you think they end up on their boards? How you think they end up on all they events speaking? Because it looks like they got control of 20, 30, 40,000 people because y'all coming out to march. So it gives them that position. It gives them power. And then once they get that position and that power, it gives them access to media. That's the other thing that they get. And when they get the access to the media, now they know they can call on 20 or 30,000 people. I'm just saying. 919-410-7735. Listen to WB.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. Now, Staples 1-inch 3-ring binders and Accel 1-subject notebooks are $1.92 each. And 5 packs of Bic soft-feel retractable pens are only 50 cents each. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
In-store only while supplies last. Offer ends 7/28/18. Limit 5 on Bic.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl,
oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free.
Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Warren Valentine Show. Heard coast to coast and border to border, giving the truth fighters a voice in the call for justice. Join the truth fighters in full effect right now.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about what we need to do now, right? So I told you the two things that will give you position in this world. I don't care where you come from. I don't care what ethnicity is money and numbers. Now, most of us don't have a lot of money. But what you do have is you have the ability to organize and get people fired up to have numbers. And see, the great thing about having numbers now is that you don't even have to be in the same city. You can do it all online. This is why I told you to get, literally get the state representative's number and let's get his Twitter, and then everybody can shoot him and blow him up on Twitter if they're not doing what they're supposed to do. Now, let me tell you something. I saw something yesterday, and I was going to say something online about it. I said, well, no, I want to talk about this on air. So, you've heard me tell a true Hollywood story the first time I met Ice Cube, right? So I'm in L.A. We're pitching a movie. We go to Ice Cube Studios. We went over to Overbrook first and met with Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith. Now, I love Jada, love Will, but I wasn't freaking out to meet them. I freaked out when I met Ice Cube to the point where I had to go in the bathroom and talk to myself. Like, dude, play your position. You in here looking like a goofy. You looking like a straight fanboy. Don't act like a fanboy. Had to go in the bathroom and calm myself down. By the end of the day, I had Cube talking about, man, that Wild Ass Rose wasn't that bad, player. You know I had to slip him some rolls, right? I was like, hey, you need to try this Rose, player. Try this Rose with some Sprite. I'm telling you, Cube, you're going to like this Wild Irish. But when I met him, you know, one of the people who are in the chat room, she was the PR person for the guys that I was representing to try to pitch the movie. And so she was out there in California with us, too. And so her son passed away. He drowned, and she set up a scholarship fund for him. She raised $10,000 and gave 10 kids $1,000 each to go to college because this would have been his first year in college. Now, she posted – well, actually, Ava posted something about it's 7,000 people in this page. If everybody put up a dollar, we can give somebody a good scholarship to go to college. Now, while I agree with that 100% way, you know, we all should do that. Everybody should just donate a dollar and we make a scholarship fund. I mean, I think that's a good idea to help the next generation. I think it's a wonderful idea, to be honest with you, and I think that's something we should do. But as I was reading that, the reason I didn't even say anything yesterday about it, right, is because I was thinking in my mind, what if we did that collectively as a group? Look, what if we did this? Hear me out now, okay? What if everybody on that page donated $5 a month. Just $5. What's $5 times 7,000? What's that, $35,000? What's that, $350,000, $420,000 a year? What if we just, every month, everybody donate $5, and then we turn around, and every month, we divide it by however many it'll go. What, that's seven people? Every month, seven people will get a blessing. What is that? $5,000 a person. Or we do 14 people and do $2,500 a person. And that $2,500 would be for somebody to help pay their mortgage or pay their kid to go to school or pay a car note or pay some bill. And once you get it once, you can't get it again until everybody has gotten it. I mean, this is the shut them down page I'm talking about right now. But I'm just saying, what if we did stuff like that? I mean, because if you're talking about $5 a month, you're talking about $60 for the whole year. But we're helping each other. We're helping each other. And if you're doing, you will trick off $5 today at some point. I mean, I was looking at it yesterday and I was like, why don't we do stuff like this anymore? Because that ain't nothing but helping one another out. It's literally, we're just pooling our money together and giving somebody a ghetto blessing every month to help them. It's not like you're trying to get somebody rich. It's not like you're trying to make some money. You're just literally trying to help somebody else, and it's $5 for the whole month. I mean, to me, that makes perfect sense. Because you know what? That $2,500 might make all the world to somebody. And then let's look at this from a different perspective too, right? Now I'm finna really mess with y'all for a minute, okay? Let me really blow y'all mind for a second, right? So if we got 7,000 people to put up $5 a person for 1 month, each month for a year. We got $420,000. You know what $420,000 could buy? You know what we could buy with $420,000? We could buy Popeye's chicken. We could buy McDonald's. We could buy a Popeye's chicken and a BP gas station with $420,000. You can buy two. You can buy two things with that. And even if it's $7,000, 7,000 people splitting the profits, you only put $60 in, you're going to get your money back. Plus, you can buy a Subway. You can buy all kind of stuff. You putting $60 in for the year, and now you one of 7,000 people that own a Popeyes and a BP. If the Popeyes and the BP just make clear $100,000, you done got your $60 back over the course of the year, and you got this as long as it's in ownership. And then if it goes up and you sell it, you get that profit too. I'm just saying, y'all. I'm just trying to think of ways we can change our position. Hell, I know I'd be willing to risk $60 to have an ownership right in a franchise. I'm just saying. Makes sense to me. Listening to the WB.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. And if you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.